This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. A heartfelt welcome to each of you from Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on ordering CDs or printed copies of today's sermon will follow the program. We appreciate your tuning in today and invite you back at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
We often talk about growing. Talk about growing physically, socially, mentally. But today, I would like to talk with you about growing spiritually. Are we growing spiritually? Are we maturing in our faith? We'll talk about that in a sermon. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, through your suffering, death, and resurrection, we can become your children. But you do not want us to remain childlike. Rather, you want us to grow to maturity, to be able to deal with the hard issues of life in the name of Jesus. So grant, O God, that as your word is proclaimed, the Holy Spirit may work and we may be drawn closer to you as faithful servants. Amen. Friends in Christ, our text today comes from the first chapter of 2 Timothy, verses 6 to 12. These words were spoken to Timothy, soon to be St. Paul's successor, from a dungeon in Rome. It was Paul's last letter. Soon he would die as a martyr, as Emperor Nero continued to slaughter the Christians of his day. While this letter is written specifically to Timothy, it is divine counsel for all Christians in every age and time. But to note, the letter is written to those who confess Christ as Savior and Lord. It would make little sense for any person to read this letter who was not a Christian, whether that is today or at any other time. So let's try to get the picture that we have in front of us. St. Paul is in his second imprisonment in Rome. And the authorities have said, we're going to take care of this fellow for once and all. But while we're waiting for his turn to come around to be killed, it put him in the dungeon. So, as I picture it, there's a dungeon there where Paul is at the very bottom. At the top, there are a few of his friends, a very few. But we know that Luke is there, and Luke probably is the one who served as a secretary for St. Paul as he dictates this letter under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He writes down what he wants the young man to know. Timothy is going to be his successor, and there were going to be tough days. And I can't help but believe that he was wondering, how is it really going to go without me here? Timothy has been so terribly dependent upon me, but the last thing that I can do for him is to write him this letter. And there are two verses that I would like to put our emphasis on today that really summarizes what Paul is saying to this young man. But while he says it to Timothy, they are words that really apply to the Church of Jesus Christ in any age. Here it is. For this reason, Timothy, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of discipline. God had given Timothy many great gifts, and he has given many great gifts to us. But what is this gift that Paul says to Timothy he has given you and that is within you? It is the gift of faith. That faith which can turn our lives around. That faith which can make us different people in Jesus Christ. And Paul wants him to know that while Grandmother Lois and Mother Timothy could really do a marvelous job in sharing with the young man who Jesus Christ is and what he has done for the sins of Timothy and the family and all the other people in this world, they could bring all that information to him. But it was God alone who could turn that information from biblical truths into real dynamic messages that would turn his life around. So Paul is talking to this young man in the very last time of his life. Faith has come to you from what you have heard, and what you have heard has come from the teaching and the preaching of your relatives and St. Paul and many, many others. I believe it is important that we stop here and emphasize that faith is a gift that has come to us from God. Not all who hear the gospel are Christians. I believe it is safe to say that there are many who sit in our churches on Sunday who know the gospel intellectually, but they have yet to receive Christ personally. I say that because this has been their confession to me again and again. Notice Paul says to Timothy, The gift is in you. You see, it has moved from the head to the heart. And it is only the Holy Spirit that can move that gift to the heart. No preacher, no matter how gifted he might be as a theologian or a speaker, can create faith. It is the Holy Spirit alone who can do that. But it is also necessary for us to remember that he does not force Christ upon us. We are free to reject him, and sad to say, many people continue to do just that. So God has given a gift to Timothy and all Christ's servants who will trust him as Savior and Lord. But what's in this gift of faith? Well, here St. Paul brings this out quite clearly in this little verse that I have read for you. Let's take a look at it once more. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of your hands. For God, in this faith, takes away your spirit of timidity and gives you a power. What a message that is for us to hear in the Church of Jesus Christ today. When something is contrary to God's will, when something is contrary to the Scriptures, it is sin. And that sin has to be dealt with. But it is terrifically easy for us when we face these times that we can offend people if we tell them exactly what the Word of God has to say. And so we become really apathetic. What we have produced in some cases, I'm not saying in all, are timid preachers to stand in the pulpit and timid laity to sit in the pew and watch God's word being adjusted to make it less offensive to the prevailing culture of our society. What fools we are, thinking that a more liberal presentation of the Scriptures will attract an unbelieving world, where right before our eyes we see mainline Protestantism in decline, and evangelical churches growing by the thousands. We have many examples of this. You know of some of them that come to mind. But I remember years ago, and that's long past now, when we were dealing with such a subject as the virgin birth of Christ. Well, can't we say that Jesus Christ is divine in some way? We know that virgin births just don't happen. And the idea that God could work miraculously this way just doesn't make sense to the people of our day. And so there were some who said, we will not adjust the creeds literally as far as that is concerned. We will let them remain there, and we'll even confess them on Sunday morning. But down deep in our hearts, that's one note that can be done away with, and we'll not be offensive. Well, then there's the next one of the vicarious atonement of Jesus Christ. Jesus has so much to offer us as a teacher. Isn't it better to present Jesus as a great teacher to the world and leave it at that? There is no question in anybody's mind who is acquainted with the Sermon on the Mount that there was no better teacher who ever walked on this earth than Jesus Christ when it came to morals and ethics. But when we reduce Jesus Christ to simply a teacher, we have taken away the solid reason why he came to this earth. For we not only needed a teacher, we needed far more than that. We needed a Savior. We needed a Savior who could say that if you repent of your sins and confess your faith in Jesus Christ, you are going to be with me for all eternity. and I will be with you while you are here. Timothy, St. Paul said, the Lord Jesus lives in your heart. And I know you by nature. You are an introvert. You are shy. You are by nature timid, and you hesitate to speak. But that faith that God has given you in Jesus Christ will make it possible for you to say, thus saith the Lord. Well, because this has gone on through the years, chipping away of the Word of God, His miraculous birth, His physical resurrection, His return to this earth, that we have a sort of a watered-down Christianity in many places. Some have chipped one thing off, and somebody has chipped another thing off, until we long to see what Christianity really is in toto. Now we're dealing with chipping off again. Same-sex marriages. Universalism. Those things the Scriptures speak against. And he is saying not only to Timothy, but he is saying to you and to me, let God's power give you strength to denounce them for what they are. No matter what the morning paper says, no matter what some high-ranking official might say, thus saith the Word of God. And leave it at that. But he goes on in this marvelous little section here and says, he has not only given you a spirit of power and taken away the spirit of timidity, but he has also given you a love in your heart. A love for your people. A love for your friends, your relatives. When you talk to them seriously about the gospel, about how Jesus wants them in his kingdom, they will sense that you're not doing it in any haughtiness. You're not doing it to belittle them. You're doing it because you love them. Timothy, you must work in love. We need to remember this in modern times as well. God is our Father and will deal firmly with his children, but it will always be done in love. There is always that final note. And that's a note that we can leave the worship services with. If we will repent of our sins, no matter how terrible they are, and come to him, our loving Heavenly Father will forgive us. That is known as the grace of God. I think we have to remember that the gospel presented with an angry spirit can be as detrimental to the witness as one that is amended. Let me say it again. Because I have had to fight this myself, I have sometimes become angry that people would turn away from the Lord Jesus. We must go back again and again, and in love, tell them, look, I know that I might be irritating you. I know that I am repetitious. But I want you to know your Heavenly Father will receive you if you will only come to him. Matters not how many years you have been away. He will receive you. If I don't do this, my spirit of anger, indifference, can be as detrimental to the witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ as if I were amending the gospel and chipping out something here and putting something else in here. But the little verse says something else. It says he will give you a spirit of self-discipline. Later on in the book, Paul writes to Timothy, and I think he writes to you and me too. In the midst of all this spiritual crisis that we are in, keep your head in all situations, Timothy. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. In other words, he's saying, be patient. And let those tempers flare seldom and not at all. Because they are the symbol of our fallen nature. Hear God working through the Word has promised to give us the gift of self-control. This empowers us to continue working with others that way. The history book tells us well about the anger that has been displayed by Christian people. It has been displayed in congregations. When the decisions that is being made is not dealt with in Scripture, and there is only one answer. But there could be two or three answers if it's not in Scripture. We have to depend on the wisdom of human beings. And when you don't agree with me, then there is a real chance for serious fights that can mar the history book of any given congregation. I remember coming into one church, one town, not a very large town, and here were two churches. Both of them had lovely buildings. Both of them had nice congregations. And I asked for the history between these two churches. And one gentleman said to me, well, once they were one. But I'll tell you what happened. They got into a fight. It was back in my grandfather's day. And what did they do? A few of them left and started another church. And so we had two. One was much larger than the other, but there was also a second one. And finally they grew. Families were divided. And the unbelievers who lived in that town said, look at the Christians. They talk about loving one another. And yet they can't even worship God with a few little different opinions about things that are not so terribly important. This is serious, serious offense. And here it says, God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline. And at that time, let that self-discipline reign. And go on in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, Paul has a lot to say. And he says, now, Timothy, that faith is in your heart. And may there be a fan that will flame that gift that God has given to you. In other words, let it grow. Jesus is so anxious to have us in the kingdom, but he wants us growing more and more every day. We're not only to grow physically and mentally, we are to grow spiritually. And he adds, be disciplined. Live with your Bible. Listen to what God is saying to you. Go to worship. and hear the gospel. Pray. Pray alone, pray with your spouse, pray with your friends, fellowship with Christians. Learn better how you can serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Becoming a sanctified, mature Christian is a lifelong journey. It does not save us, but it is a fruit of our salvation. And without sanctification, I wonder if we cannot sometimes question our justification. For God's child is growing spiritually. Amen. Yes, Father, take our lives and let them be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. We thank You that in Christ Jesus we can be Yours forever. And we thank You that the same Holy Spirit who has created faith in our hearts will linger long with us, making us true, faithful men of God. Bless us to that end. Sustain those who are sick. Comfort those who mourn. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We hope that sharing the word of the Lord today has filled you with strength to face the week ahead. Christian Crusaders thanks those who have supported this ministry through their gifts and prayers as we enter our 75th year of continuous broadcasting. For your convenience, we can accept donations over the phone by credit card. Please call 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484 to take advantage of this service. You can also donate instantly and securely online at christiancrusaders.org. Contributions can also be mailed to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. This program is also available to be read or heard on the Internet. Please visit our website at christiancrusaders.org to find 10 years' worth of Christian Crusaders sermons that you can read or listen to instantly on your computer. Also find a preview of the upcoming program, a daily devotion, a broadcast map, 2 slideshows about our ministry, and more. If you'd like a CD or printed copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth since 1936.